Welcome to your KSDP radio show featuring
King Mac
and Penguin Feet. First off, I'd like to congratulate Peyton for winning the Geography Bee before Christmas break on December 17th. The first song I'll play for today is called The Way You Love Me by Faith Hill. And you can still buy the King Cove school sweaters. They're still on sale for $35. Also, you guys could still take the SATs if you haven't already. You can sign up for them on January 23rd. Next song coming up is Video Killed the Radio Star by Radiohead.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Also, don't forget about the winter ball that's coming up in February 6th, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., 7th grade through 12th grade. And also, you can support your rookies and TJX to go on their road trip this February also by buying a four-wheeler ticket for $50. And the next song I'm going to play is called All Star by Smash Mouth.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Also, don't forget about the 4th and 8th grade lock-in, which is also on February 5th, and 10 p.m. to 9 a.m. Also, all at Kink Cove, don't forget to come support your TJX this weekend at their home game against Unalaska and Sandpoint, and the rookies will be in Dutch Harbor playing Unalaska. And the next song coming up is called Angel by Flipside.
Been up and you've been down. Stay strong even though daddy wasn't around.
my mama through the thick and the thin, beginning to end. And though I be sinning, you keep me living with the love that you've given. It's unconditional. Hey, the sun shines when I see a smile on your face. My mama with the money and jewels, the record and tours, I give it away. If I can make your days happy days. And when my heart's broke and can't cope, I'm coming on home to remember the reason why I was born. Cuddle up inside your heavenly arms. You helped me weather the storm. You love music, so I put it in song.
She's an angel, working on God's train. She's an angel, working on me. She's an angel, working on God's train. She's an angel, working on me. I wasn't born wild, you know you raised me right. But the roads of Alabama call me into the night. From the coke and the weed and ecstasy, I'm lost in the streets, but you still remain next to me. The blood that I bleed, it flows through your veins. Even in my lowest point, I can still hear your words to my brain. First time I was arrested, mama's love was tested. I couldn't contest it, so here's my confession. You're my blessing, you're the reason I believe. You're the reason I sing, you're the reason angels tangle me in heavenly things. It's been a long road, so hard and cold, but you're keeping me warm with your heart of gold. Cause she's an angel, working on God's train. She's an angel, working on me. She's an angel, working on God's train. She's an angel, working on me.
Light at the end of the tunnel, the break of the day. After the darkest night, chasing all the evil away.
You're my flowers and sunshine, cherries and red wine, diamonds that can't find, shining through hard times.
You're the angel on earth, the proof there's a God, the reason to keep on going. You're my light in the dark,
the first star in the sky and the last to leave. And when I'm traveling through the night, I feel a light on me. Cause she's an angel, working on God's train. She's an angel, working on me. She's an angel, working on God's train. She's an angel, working on me. She's an angel, working on God's train. She's an angel, working on me. She's an angel, working on God's train.
I think it's about time for a movie review by Raylene. It's called My Sister's Keeper. My Sister's Keeper is a movie about a family who had a few children, and Kate, the eldest girl, had cancer. When she was younger, they tried so many operations, but they just wouldn't work. Then after nothing would work, their doctor recommended her mother to have another child that would be pretty much a donor child. So she went along with the idea. Ever since her next child was born, Anna, she had so many operations done on her since she was just a baby to try and help her older sister. Then, as they get a bit older, Anna decided to stop donating her body parts to her sister, Kate. Plus, since Anna was only like 12 or so, her parents still had control over her. So Anna secretly went to a lawyer with her older brother and simply told him that she wanted to sue her mother for using her body parts for her sister. The lawyer she went to was epileptic, and he always had seizures. Anna gave him all the money she had at the time, and luckily after he read her background and saw how many times Anna was hospitalized, he accepted her case. Anna happened to know about the lawyer's epilepsy, and she figured that was why he accepted her case, because he as well did not know what it was like to control your own body. Eventually, they all end up in court, and it is revealed why Anna Fitzgerald was suing her mother. I myself thought this was very breathtaking and emotional. The next song coming up is called Every Breath You Take by The Police. Thank you. Next up, I'm going to tell you 31 interesting facts. Number one, if you're right-handed, you will tend to chew your food on your right side. If you are left-handed, you will tend to chew your food on your left side. Number two, if you stop getting thirsty, you need to drink more water. For when a human body is dehydrated, its thirst mechanism shuts off. Number three, chewing gum while peeling onions will keep you from crying. Number four, your tongue is germ-free only if it is pink. If it is white, there is a thin film of bacteria on it. Number five, the Mercedes-Benz motto is Das Beste oder Nichts, meaning the best or nothing. Number six, the Titanic was the first ship to use the SOS signal. Number seven, the pupil of the eye expands as much as 45% when a person looks at something pleasing. Number eight, the average person who stops smoking requires 1 hour less sleep a night. Number nine, laughing lowers levels of stress hormones and strengthens the immune system. 6-year-olds laugh an average of 300 times a day. Adults only laugh 15 to 100 times a day. Number 10. The roar that we hear when we place a seashell next to our ear is not the ocean, but rather the sound of blood surging through the vein in the ear. Dalmatians are born without spots. Number 12. Bats always turn left when exiting a cave. Number 13. The V in the name of a court case does not stand for versus, but for and in civil proceedings or against in criminal proceedings. Number 14. Men's shirts have the buttons on the right, but women's shirts have buttons on the left. 15. The owl is the only bird to drop its upper eyelid to wink. All the other birds raise their lower eyelids. Number 16. The reason honey is so easy to digest is that it's already been digested by a bee. Number 17, roosters cannot crow if they cannot extend their necks. Number 18, the color blue has a calming effect. It causes the brain to release calming hormones. Number 19, every time you sneeze, some of your brain cells die. Number 20, your left lung is smaller than your right lung to make room for your heart. Number 21. The verb cleave is the only English word with two synonyms which are antonyms of each other, adhere and separate. 22. When you blush, the lining of your stomach also turns red. Number 23. When hippos are upset, their sweat turns red. Number 24. The first Harley Davidson motorcycle was built in 1903 and used a tomato can for a carburetor. Number 25. The lion that roars in the MGM logo is named Volney. 26. Google is actually the common name for a number with a million zeros. 27. Switching letters is called spoonerism. For example, saying jag of Flapan instead of flag of Japan. 28. It cost $7 million to build the Titanic and about $200 million to make a film about it. Number 29. The attachment of the human skin to muscles is what causes dimples. Number 30. There are 1,792 steps to the top of the Eiffel Tower. And number 31, the sound you hear when you crack your knuckles is actually the sound of nitrogen gas bubbles bursting. Next song I'm going to play is called Hurricane by Bob Dylan.
Pistol shots ring out in the barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never.
champion of the world. Three bodies lying near this petty sea, and another man named Bello moving around mysteriously. I didn't do what he says, and he throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. I saw him leave and he says, and he stops, one of us had better call up the cops. And so Petty calls the cops. Driving around, number one contender for the middleweight crown. Had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Dexter Bradley was just half prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without upstate plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. But one time he's gonna be the champion of the world. 4 months later, the ghetto's on flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. Well, after Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar? Remember you said you saw the getaway car? Thinking like to play ball with the law? Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running at night? Don't forget that you are white. Arthur Dexter Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cops said a poor boy like you can use a break. We've got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bello. You don't wanna have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We wanna put his ass in the stir. We wanna pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. All of Rubens'
dance. The trial was a pig circus, he never had a chance. The judge made Rupert's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Reverend Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bello and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is a game. Now all the criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
It is about time to have What Would Cody Do? Jab, jab, duck, boom. You're the boxing champion of the world. You're going to go up against your rival. It's going to be a big fight. Everyone is buying it on pay-per-view. While everyone is sitting home on their couch just waiting for the fight, eating and doing what not, you're getting ready for the fight of the century. It's only 4 days to go till the fight. Your trainer tells you to carry sacks of potatoes up to this 14-foot-high staircase. The trainer times you. The potatoes weigh about 45 pounds. As you're running up to the top, you slip and potatoes fall out of the bag. Pop, your bone breaks and pops out of your leg. As you're rolling down the stairs with your bone hanging out, potatoes come down, hit it. You're tough as nails. You have your trainer put it back in. You say you can't fight with it. Just put duct tape around it so it doesn't come out. Are you going to fight? What would Cody Mack do? Number one, cry and call the fight off. Number two, go to the clinic, not fight. Number three, push it in, duct tape it, call it good. Or number four, break the opponent's leg so it would be fair. But Cody picked number one for today. He would cry. He would not fight with a broken leg. Next song coming up is called Where Is the Love by Black Eyed Peas.
Drama, only attracted to things that trying to bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us, send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning, where is the love?
Always new change, new days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach, and would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One word, one word. And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One.
My third eye, got it away with murder.
would murder you. You was fooling me once before, but I tell you there's no fooling me twice no more. So stop your oppression, oppression. Check it out, I got a question, a question. Push this Pinocchio, Pinocchio. Who the hell is Geppetto, Geppetto? Beware of Geppetto. Cause he got nines and clips and a dagger that shake the true crucifix. And he stab your back with fake, give it to your brother as a necklace of Christmas. Pull him to the valley of the beast, with a sing harmony, but I speak no peace. Keeping an eye on the fettier, cheddar, things that ain't really for the better. I can point out the behavior to keep you immune from the poisonous flavor. But once you're caught, I can't save you. Manipulate your mind so you're in your danger. He can sell sand to Iran, ice to Eskimo, water to a dam. And he's all the killer, Uncle Sam, the one that taught him how to scam. He was fooling me once before, but I tell you, he ain't fooling me twice no more. Cause when I open up my third eye, you can't get away with murder, you know what I'm saying?
What do you know? Another What Would Cody Do? Here it goes. Not one, not two, not three, but four computers are alive in King Cove School. What I mean by alive is they are trying to control this school. They are running the whole entire system here. They are playing with the lights and the TVs and everything electronic in the classroom. So what they are going to do is trying to take over the school. If these computers become smart and get this chip to make other computers come alive, they would take over the school and maybe the world. But these computers we got here are not really smart. Believe it or not, they are so stupid they think they're hurting our school by turning on scary movies while we're in class. Everyone gets scared except for H. Lou. H. Lou just turns it up and cooks some popcorn. So let's get down to the point. These computers just want to get smart. They know where the chip is to take over the computers in the school. So, can you stop them? All you have to do is destroy the chip. What you going to do? What would Cody Russell Mack do? Number one, destroy the chip. Number two, get weapons like hammers and stuff and smash computers. Number three, run away and never come back. Or number four, become one with computers and take over with them. But Cody chose number one again for today, always doing the right thing. I think I got enough time for about one more song before I go, so here it is. It's called Can't Stand Losing You by The Police.
Called you so many times today, and I guess it's all true what your girlfriend said.
Oh, wow. Looks like we have enough time for one more song. So here it is. It is called Knock by Bob Marley.
Can't see through them anymore. me out of here into some other place.
Thank you.